Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome, success friends. Jerry, look at that fabulous crowd out there. Hey, welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun, where we ask the question, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Today's show is, man, what a great crowd, Jerry, huh?
Loving them, Tom.
Today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency,
your fierce choice for insurance.
And our today's show is entitled, It Takes Two to Make More. Welcome, success friends. Thank you for joining us today at a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% of inspiration. Ah, success, that magical, mystical, how shall I call it, ethereal idea. You know, success friends, my definition of success is simple. For me, success is actively participating in your grand obsession. Thus, I'm always asking, Jerry, what do I ask?
You asked, what is your grand obsession?
Our definition of success is the same for all of us. Our obsessions are what differentiate us. So again, what is your grand obsession? Please join us here each Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello to Bob at the controls this morning.
Hey, good morning.
We love being on KLBB Radio every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m., Bob. And remember, success friends, listen for our lemon drops every morning at 10:20 a.m. Our lemon drops are a little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. And Bob, they can hear you every day, Monday through Friday at 12 to 2, right?
Correct.
So, success friends, you know, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. Now, success friends, I want to talk to you today about a very special success tool. This one is It Takes Two to Make More. We're kind of talking about that mastermind group. You know, it's an oxymoron that is displayed on a daily basis, the idea that a success is achieved by the efforts of one person. You know, success friends, we are not alone. We are not a silo that succeeds. Every endeavor we take on, every endeavor is affected by others. A morning jog is affected by others because who paved the street? Who made the clothes you're jogging in? Where did the idea that a jog would be beneficial come from? You know, Hollywood has led us to believe that there are actually individuals that create their own success, all the while using groups of people to convey that very message. Our pop culture exploits us with the image that individuals are the success when the group is what allows the individual to succeed. On a larger scale, what this does to our society is it promotes the haves and have-nots. The leader, this quote-unquote success, and not the group, are the ones that reap most of the benefits. Rugged individualism, an idea that permeates America, slows down our progress because it actually does take two or more to make more. You know, I believe we inherently know this fact, but we have held on to the rugged individualism idea for so long that we struggle to let go of this false belief that the team is stronger than the individual. As an individual, we surmise, we can reap the larger rewards. But the success becomes a catch-22. We need the team. But by thinking it is our own efforts only, we do not compensate the team properly. And when the team is not compensated properly, resentment grows and we struggle to succeed. The individual mentality is a short-term mentality. The team mentality is a long-term, goal-oriented viewpoint. Just recently, a corporation closed a plant in Indiana to move out of the country to where they could get cheaper labor, an example of this short-term thinking. The company made this move to benefit the few without the thought of the team. The few in this case were the stockholders. The team was made up of the local employees. I do not personally believe that this allows success to be sustainable long term. The other problem this causes is that we are being reminded that we need to be an individual to succeed, no more one for all and all for one. So success, friends, how do we change? You know, we begin with the only thing we can begin with, ourselves. Make a decision that from this moment you will become aware of your team, whether it be your family, friends, coworkers, volunteers, whomever. Appreciate those people in your life. Work for the long term. Don't settle for the short term. Replace the idea of individualism with the realization of teamwork. No one can do anything alone. We humans are not built that way, and that is good. Buy local, beware of which companies work for the greater good, and work with those that go after the greater good, not the greater greed. You know, together we can make a difference. Together we can make a better place.
Hey, Tom, I hate to interrupt you, but you know, we need to make a quick break.
Good idea, Jerry. We'll be right back with some success quotes and maybe even a story.
And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierce.
And I'm Jerry Attrix.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, we want to remind you we are tweeting live today. So you'll find us at hashtag Fierce Choice for Twitter, and do like us at Thomas Fierce Insurance on Facebook.
Also, follow Lemon Drops on Instagram at Lemon Drops, the number 4, U, Y-O-U.
Thank you for that, Jerry. And Jerry, you know what time it is right now?
No, tell me, Tom.
It's time for our success quotes of the day. And our first quote today is, it's a Japanese proverb, and it's, a single arrow is easily broken, but not 10 in a bundle. Interesting. I love that teamwork. Ken Blanchard tells us that none of us is as smart as all of us. I like that one, huh, Jerry?
Very good, Tom. Very good.
And Jerry, you have a fun little quote too, don't you?
You do. I do, Tom. It's an anonymous. I couldn't find who came up with this at first, but it's teamwork makes dream work.
Jerry, I don't know where you found it, but you know, that one is priceless. But Jerry, how about time for a story on success, talking about it takes more, two or more to make more.
If you can get that out, Tom, that's great.
But the story, Jerry, is about Andrew Carnegie. And success, friends, if you don't know who he is, he's basically the man that formed the United States Steel Company. Andrew Carnegie came to America penniless. He came with his parents from Scotland. You know, he even eventually worked in the steel industry just as a common laborer. But a few years later, he was a millionaire. And although we know that Carnegie changed history through his steel empire, he's basically thought of as the father of the modern skyscraper. The amazing fact about Carnegie was that he himself actually knew very little about the manufacturing of steel. What Carnegie did understand was people, and he understood that he needed to surround himself with the right people. He knew to surround himself with those that pushed him to succeed. Andrew Carnegie, one of the most successful men in American history, was aided by the benefits of a mastermind group. So my question, success friends, why not emulate his practice? Learn that we can't do it on our own. Appreciate the power of team. You know, the other interesting fact about Andrew Carnegie was that he also gave all of his money away as he got older. He had sold his steel corporation off. It was worth something like $450 million at the time. And many, many libraries were built in his name. It's just a very interesting fact. If you get a chance to read his biography, do. And, you know, him and Napoleon Hill put together the book, Think and Grow Rich. So very interesting stuff. He always understood it takes two or more to create more. You know, success friends, it's a fascinating topic. We're getting near the end of our show. Is it 15 minutes of fun?
Tom, I'm having a great day.
But, you know, success friends, we're so excited to be a part of your day. We're asking you to listen every morning at 9:20 on KLBB Radio for your daily lemon drop. And we're asking you to join us here each Saturday at 11:30 a.m. And also remember to go to the website www.gps4success.com and sign up for your free daily lemon drop. You get it inspired every day. And the best part, it is advertisement free. It's just our little gift of inspiration to you. Jerry, what did you want to tell our success friends?
I wanted to remind them to make sure they take the KLBB challenge. If we can't save you money at the Fierce Insurance Agency, we'll give you $25.
So, Jerry, you're saying if we can't save them money, we'll give them money?
That's right, Tom. It's called the KLBB Challenge, and they just need to call 651-738-0107.
All right, Jerry, we appreciate that for it. And success, friends, the last part we're going to give you here talking about it takes two to make more, or it takes two or more to make more, is that, you know, one of the things about the mastermind group, it doesn't have to be this group of people that are just, you know, it's not like a marriage. It's just utilizing the power of the group. You know, if you want to lose a few pounds, you need to tell everybody so that they keep you honest. If you want to stop smoking, tell everybody so when they see you wanting to go for a cigarette, they might hand you a piece of gum. The mastermind group just gives us a little bit more power to go after and to achieve the things that we want to achieve. It doesn't have to be this group of, you know, people I would marry and the loyalty and us. It's just using a group of people to try and further get you closer to that goal you want to achieve. But success friends, we are at the end of our show today. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Jerry, any last thoughts?
Yeah, don't text and drive. Bye.
With a fine young son to take my place, I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace.